Almighty, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, thank you. We are so blessed because of the blessing of the Lord. And we thank you for it. And today on this broadcast, I pray and receive the anointing of the Spirit of God to make this clear, and the anointing on the entire student body here this morning, and the anointing upon all that are in the sound of my voice, to have clear understanding of Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no toiling, no sorrow with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Now then, for the sake of time, now of course, Proverbs 10:22 has been our golden text, but I quoted it in the prayer. It maketh the blessing of the Lord. And just as a refreshing, the blessing was pronounced over Adam and his wife, Isha. She became Eve after the fall. His name was Ish, and she was Isha. They were one. She's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Hallelujah. Now then, the blessing of the Lord was, once it was in the earth, you can't get it out. And when they talk about the blessing, that's it. It's not a blessing. It's not a group of little blessings. It is the blessing. And as I suggested to you earlier, what the Lord asked of me was every time I use the word bless in any form, blessed, blessing, I don't know where we begin to read blessed. It's blessed. You know, I guess because it was in the Bible, it became blessed. Well, that's okay. But what are the Beatitudes? The blessing.
That's good.
The blessing. Blessed are those. Blessed are those. That's the blessing of the Lord, referring all the way to Adam. Then it became the blessing of Noah. Then it became, and Shem stayed with it. Ham and Japheth went the socialist way, and Shem became Melchizedek. Actually, that's a title, it's not a name. And it literally means Lord Mayor of. And he was Lord Mayor of Salem. And so that was his title, and he would have worn a large fixture around his neck indicating his rank. And he came with bread and wine. And that's where we were yesterday. He came with bread and wine, the covenant, indicating the covenant, because Abram had just kicked the slats out of that huge army with 318 men. Amen. Because the blessing of the Lord, the Spirit of the living God, who is the blessing of the Lord, the glory of God, who is the blessing of the Lord. Amen. He's the Spirit that does the works. Isn't that what Jesus said? It's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the works. So he blessed him and called him possessor of heaven and earth. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Possessor of heaven and earth. All right. That's who we are. Well, I need to stay with my business here. The Lord's business. We're in the 39th chapter of the book of Genesis, majoring now on Joseph. Joseph, a prophet of God, had to be born in the family. That family, the most important family on the face of this earth. at that time. The most important. And they were doing anything except what they should have been doing. Now, they needed a prophet born in that family. Well, of course, he's blessed. He was his dad's favorite. He had the blessing of God on him. And his brothers hated him. Hey, that's the type of today. You remember what Jesus said? He that gives for my sake in the gospel shall receive houses, lands, with persecutions. Where do the houses and the lands come from? The blessing of the Lord. Well, you're going to get persecuted. Well, welcome to the group. And I'm going to say that you're very, very extremely foolish if you pay any attention to persecution. Amen. Put a smile on your face and say, glory to God, they qualified me for the double. Yeah, but you don't know what my uncle said about it. Well, wait till the United States Senate gets on your case. I don't hold that against Senator Grassley. I know some things behind it, and he's really very little responsible for it. He's a good man. He knows God. I love him. And there's going to come a time that I'll get to meet him and tell him that. Amen. And in the name of Jesus. Now then, Joseph was sold into the house of a general officer by the name of Potiphar, a wealthy man. In verse 2 of the 39th chapter, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. His master saw. Now that's interesting, isn't it? He saw it. He saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Joseph found grace in his sight and he served him. He served him. He put everything he had into it. He served him. And he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from that time, he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had. And the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house. The blessing of the Lord came on that Egyptian's house because Joseph is in it.
That's good.
In the house and in the field, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. So the favor of God was on him. Well, what is the favor of God? B-L-E-S-S-I-N-G, all caps.
Yes.
Get that. Just get that burned into your mind and into your spirit. That's what we're talking about. All the time, that's what you're seeing. When you see the anointing, that's what you're seeing.
Yes.
Amen. So, how did he know how? How did Abram know how to fight a war against trained soldiers and not lose a man? The blessing of the Lord. How did Joseph know how to run a ranch, to run a wealthy man's property? How did he know?
The blessing
of the Lord. Let me put it in another framework. The mind of Christ. Ooh. The mind of the anointed one.
Amen.
The same anointing on the mind of Jesus when he was ministering on this earth is the same anointing available to you and to me right now.
Amen.
But it has to be obtained and released by faith. Yes. Now you know why Abraham was so strong in faith. Yeah, we got to where I've been trying to get to for 3 days. Yeah, amen. He's so strong in faith and staggered not at the promises of God. He's blessed. He learned how to receive. He learned how to depend on that blessing. He learned how it worked. Glory to God. And as long as he depended on it, I don't care where he dug a hole, he hit water.
Amen.
And the cursed mind is stupid enough. I'm talking about a stupor. I'm not talking about idiotic. I'm talking about mental stupor from the curse. So under the thinking of the cursed mind does dumb, stupid things. And a lot of it for revenge because somebody else got money. Now, what did they do? Now, listen, these are desert people. What do you need in the desert? Worse
water.
Than anything.
Water.
Hawa. Water. Wet.
Yes.
And they go around and filled up his wells because they're Abraham's wells. Oh, that's the answer to the question, how dumb can you get?
Yes.
That's what cursed thinking does. In revenge for blessing. Persecute that rich man. He's got everything. Think what the blessing does for racism. It just slaughters it, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just wipes it out. Yeah, but, you know, that's one of them brown guys. That's one of them Mexicans. No, that's one of them blessed guys.
That's right.
Yes, it is. That's right.
Amen.
Benedict John. I was there.
Amen.
Es correcto. What's your conscience? He's blessed.
Amen.
Now you know what the benediction is.
Amen.
That's blessing in Spanish.
Amen.
It also happens to be blessing in Greek.
Amen.
He's going to say the blessing. Well, we know what happened. The devil had to get in there. And so Potiphar's wife, you know what she did. verse 20, Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. I mean, that's the worst it is. Political prisoners go over here. What do you think Potiphar thought when he became prime minister? Did you ever think about that?
Yes.
Potiphar's thinking, I hope he don't remember me. Because now he works for him.
Man.
You think that's the same guy? You can tell that he's looking around at his wife. Woman, if he puts me in prison when I get out, I'm going to kill you. I don't know. I'm just, well, I mean, you can think the same as I can. But the Lord, look at the 21st verse. The Lord was with Joseph, showed him mercy. His mercy endures forever. And gave him, say it out loud.
Favor.
In the sight of the keeper of the prison, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. And the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made to prosper. How did he know how to run a prison? How to run a prison. The blessing. blessing of the Lord. The mind of the anointed. He's blessed. He's a blessed man. So now, whatever his hand finds to do, it's going to prosper. As long as he doesn't foul it up. That was Potiphar's wife's job, was to make him bitter or get him into bed. He said, I can't do that, lady. I mean, I can't do that against God. I can't do that against your husband. He's been good to me. I can't do that. That'll stop adultery in the ministry. Pastors, don't you fall for that. Don't you be counseling women. Don't you ever get in there by yourself. And the Lord will let you know if you'll stay sharp in the Spirit and you continue to be aware of the blessing of the Lord that's on you and the knowing that is in your spirit. Because the blessing of the Lord manifested as knowing is the word of knowledge. See, that's the blessing being manifested in the gifts, manifestations of the Holy Spirit, the blessed one. Huh? Can you see how they're inseparable? You can't separate the blessing from Jesus and the anointing from Jesus. He's the anointed one. He's the blessed one. He's the creator. And that's the way he manifests himself. Stay aware. What does the scripture say? Earnestly desire manifestations of the Holy Spirit, manifestations of that blessing. Get those gifts on your mind. Get 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14 on your heart and on your mind and read them over and over and over and earnestly seek it. Earnestly seek it. But as you're earnestly seeking, walk in love. It didn't say stop earnestly seeking them. Earnestly covet those gifts. You need them. You have to have them to minister to people. Amen. And it's the blessing of the Lord. Get that on your heart. Get it on your mind. Don't let the devil put you in a situation to steal it. Not ever. Not ever. There was a woman putting out that I'd had, I mean, she's publicly saying this. This is back in the days before social media. What a curse that is. It can be a blessing. Don't pay so much attention to that. It don't make any difference what anybody thinks about you anyway. And let me tell you something else. God said this to me, and I'm going to say it to you. Don't be reading stuff about yourself in print, good or bad. Don't read other people's stuff about you. One little word, and it'll take you 3 months to get it out of your brain. But you don't try to get the good stuff out, and you start believing that. Just don't be doing that. Let somebody else read your social media. I refuse to look at it. Kelly once in a while will send me something about, you know, that is a, it's a blessing to us. Now, in that prison, you know the story. You know what happened. Now, verse 7 of chapter 40. Oh. Verse 6, Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them. These guys had been thrown in jail. Behold, they were sad. And he said, he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of the Lord's house, saying, "Wherefore look you so sad today?" And they said unto him, "We dreamed a dream, and there's no interpreter of it." He came. It's prison, you understand? It's the dungeon, brother. This is political prison. You can get hurt in here. But it's a funny thing. It's not a bad place anymore. Of course, it is to them. They just got thrown in there. But Joseph comes in and says, "Hey, boy, what's the matter with you? What you got your face down so about?" He's having the time of his life, man. He's in prison. He don't know it. He's blessed. He's just as blessed as he was at Potiphar's house. More blessed than he was at home. They never said a straight word to him. Amen. He got people around here that at least like him. And he has no idea whether he's ever going to get to go home or not. Right now, he don't care. He's a blessed man, and the place has been turned into a blessed prison. Oh. Are you getting anything out of that? Oh, glory to God. This is the interpretation of it. Verse 12, the three branches are 3 days. And within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place. And thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand in the former manner when thou wast his butler. But, now look, old partner. Now I just gave you the interpretation. Think on me. When it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me. Would you just say something nice to me about to Pharaoh and bring me out of this house? But he didn't do it. And Joseph spent 3 more years. Listen to me. It wasn't time yet for him to be prime minister of Egypt. So he just put a smile on his face, kept on being Joseph, and we're out of time. Oh. We'll be back in just a moment.
For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Galatians 6, 7 and 8. What kind of overflowing harvest are you experiencing? Overflowing Harvest, by faith through love, a teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, reveals the truth that everything you do in life is a seed. There are spiritual, mental, physical, and financial seeds that you sow every day. It is due season for your harvest. You are continually sowing and continually reaping. So it's important to be aware of what you say, what you think, and how you respond. Learn about the supernatural harvest that can show up in your life. When you live by faith, you plant good seeds. Walk in love and open the door for your faith to work. Commit to the word and Satan will lose his grip on your overflow. The enemy cannot stop your seed from being harvested. Learn to experience the overflow because Satan is losing ground and God is the increase giver.
Our free gift to you this week is a series by Brother Copeland called Overflowing Harvest, by faith through love. In the series, he teaches you and I how everything in this life is governed by spiritual law, and the root of all spiritual law is seed, time, and harvest. In other words, you reap what you sow. Maybe you've heard people say that. Well, God said it first. What kind of overflowing harvest are you experiencing in this life? There's good news for the believer. You and I have the ability to reap good harvests, harvests of joy, harvests of peace, health, prosperity. You want to get a hold of this teaching and see the vital roles that faith and love play in bringing God's promises to pass in your life. Be sure to request your free copy today at kcm.org. And listen, before we go, if you need prayer for anything, I want you to know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer department with trained prayer ministers in every office that we have around the world who are ready to pray with you. If you want somebody to pray in faith, call. Because you can expect to hear the word of God prayed over you, over your situation. And when you come into agreement, you're not just coming into agreement with another person. You're agreeing with what God said about you, what He said about your life, your health, your prosperity, and there is power in agreement. Call us and let us pray with you today. Thanks for watching. We love you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is available to you free on DVD, CD, or digital download at kcm.org. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
Every seat in Kenneth Copeland Bible College has a story, a legacy. You be.
Because from now on, you're going to come to that hill and you're going to throw her back down in a low gear and you're going to say, we're going up this mountain, glory to God, and we're going to the top. And you get to the top and you'll say, I wonder why I hadn't done this before. It is so wonderful. Where's the next mountain? I'm ready to climb. And in this climate, saith the Lord, you are being surrounded by the moving of the Spirit.
We have a seat for you. Apply now at kcbiblecollege.org and revive your faith. Discover your call.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The Spirit in. You became a new creature. The Spirit on is the anointing or the blessing of the Lord for service. And that's the gateway to the supernatural.